From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. If you're a baseball hopeful in the Dominican Republic and you have talent and luck, you'd be hoping to make it to a baseball academy on the island.
Ground ball.
Ground ball.
Ground
ball.
Home run.
Home run.
Home run.
Home run.
Kids with dreams of becoming the next Juan Marichal or Pedro Martinez.
Your performance
in the mound,
is not
as good as last year.
What is the problem? I don't know.
Those scenes from the new feature film Sugar. It's the story of a 19-year-old Dominican pitcher, Miguel Sugar Santos, and his climb toward a shot at the majors. The film was written and directed by Anna Bowden and Ryan Fleck, who join us from our New York studios. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And those scenes that we were just listening to from the Baseball Academy, in the film you say it's run by a team called the Kansas City Knights, but they're all over the Dominican Republic. This is a huge part of the Major League Baseball industry, right?
Yeah, every major league team, with the exception of one, has an academy down there. And we were really surprised when we found out about this, you know, farm system that trains and develops young Dominican players to come here and play in the major leagues.
Ryan, what about the pressures on these players as they come up? They're young, they're not terribly sophisticated. What did you learn when you were down there?
Well, there's tremendous pressures. You know, I mean, first of all, they're very poor, so there's a lot of pressure from their families to succeed, and not just to succeed as a baseball player and feel pride for that, but to pull their families out of poverty. And we became really interested in the process that these guys go through, where they're taken out of their familiar environment and put into small minor league towns all over the country and expected to perform at the same level that they were able to perform at in their familiar environments. And when they don't know the language or the customs or the culture of their new environment, how does that affect their ability to perform on the field?
Tell us about the actor who's playing Sugar in this movie.
Yeah, El Henes. Well, we were casting the film. We were driving all over the Dominican Republic. We would pull up at a baseball field, break out a video camera, and invite everybody on that field to come be interviewed for a potential role in the movie. And El Henes was number 452.
This is El Henes Parasoto.
That's right, out of about 600 people.
Never acted before.
That's right. He'd never had any acting aspirations. He likes to tell us that, you know, when we invited him to talk to us for the casting session, we asked him, oh, would you like to be an actor? And he said yes, because that's what he thought that we wanted to hear. But, you know, he'd grown up, like most boys in the Dominican Republic, with aspirations to become a professional baseball player. And those hadn't panned out. He never got signed by a team. But there he was playing on the weekend with his friends, and we met him. And, he had that special, that thing where you just want to watch him.
I think one of my favorite moments in this movie, it's a small thing, but Sugar's given a huge break. He's invited to spring training in Phoenix. There are a bunch of new Dominican players, and they've met up with another Dominican who's been there for a little while, and they go to a diner to get breakfast.
Okay, who's ready?
French toast, please.
Okay, who's next?
French toast.
So they're all saying French toast because they don't know any words. They don't know any English. And they, for a long time, Sugar is eating nothing but French toast for breakfast.
That was one of the most common things that we kept hearing again and again from these players. Everybody said the hardest thing was ordering food, trying to go to a restaurant and order what you... And even if you have it all planned in your head, you know, you go to McDonald's and you say, oh, I want the cheeseburger meal. Then they ask you, what kind of soda do you want with it? Or, you know, do you want it supersized? And there are all these questions that they aren't prepared for. And some of the most hilarious and heartbreaking stories we heard that way.
What else were you hearing from folks when you talked to them about the culture shock? People who had, you know, never been on an airplane, never been to the States, landing in these small towns all around the country.
Well, there's a lot of isolation and loneliness that these guys feel. And they might come from a place and a culture that's very festive, and they're always with people. There's always something going on in the streets. And then at least in the way that we depicted in the film, in these small farm towns, there's not much to do.
You know, Sugar in the movie ends up in Bridgetown, Iowa, playing for the Bridgetown Swing. He's taken in by a host family, Helen and Earl Higgins, who live on a farm, and they do this all the time. They take in young Dominican prospects. Let's listen.
No drinking. No cervezas in the casa. No chicas in the bedroom.
I already told him that one.
Okay. What about quiet time?
Oh, right. There's no real curfew, but you must be quiet after 10.
Dias. Shh. After dias. Huh?
Ten. Okay.
See? And that's all we ask. It's our job to keep you healthy and focused on baseball.
And we take pride in that.
Take a lot of pride in that. They love their baseball.
Yeah, but if the players stop performing, they'll turn on them in an instant.
You know, when I was watching the film, you know, I thought I knew where it was headed. It would have been easy to make that predictable movie. Maybe it wouldn't have been easy, but you could imagine making it. And you decided not to do that story. It's a different thing you're trying to tell here.
Yeah, we had no interest in making a traditional sports movie. We're not big fans of that genre of a film. But when we started doing our research, we went up to the Bronx. We live here in New York. We went up to the Bronx where there's a very big Dominican population, and there's a field in Crotona Park where all these guys who have been through a very similar journey, they play on weekends and they play for fun. And we went up there and we talked to them and we started to hear their stories, and we knew pretty quickly, fairly early on in the research stage, that this is where the journey was going to end. This is the end of the movie. And we kind of worked our way backwards. So we knew this wasn't going to be the rags to riches I don't want to say it's not a happy ending, because I think it is an uplifting ending, not to give too much away. But we didn't want it to tell the story of the guy who makes it and becomes a millionaire.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet thing. You see these players in the Bronx talking about where they played, and you can tell they're proud of what they've done, but they've ended up somewhere where they never would have expected to be.
Yeah, and what fascinated us about telling this story was exploring how they got there, how all the different unique stories of these guys that brought them to the same place, and they all had a little bit of a different arc to their story along the way.
What's happened to the actor who plays Sugar now? What's he up to?
He's living outside of Boston. He's got a girlfriend there. And he wants to continue to act, which I think he'll be very good at if he gets the opportunity.
Made it to the States, not with baseball, but with baseball through acting.
Yeah, we've given him another crazy dream.
Well, Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck are the writers and directors of the new feature film Sugar, which opens today in New York and Los Angeles. You can watch scenes from the film at our website, npr.org.